This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. New domestic and international travel requirements are taking effect in 2025. Starting May 7th, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security will enforce the use of Real ID at airports and most federal facilities. U.S. travelers must be Real ID compliant in order to board domestic flights. The Real ID looks almost the same as a current state ID card or driver's license, but has a Real ID compliant star marking. The Real ID does not replace a passport for international travel, but travelers can fly domestic within the U.S. and access secure federal locations without additional documentation if they have a Real ID. The Federal Real ID Act was passed by Congress in 2005 following the 9/11 Commission's recommendation that the federal government set standards for the issuance of sources of identification, such as driver's licenses. The new rules set out which forms of identification may be used to board flights within the U.S. and to enter secure federal facilities, such as military bases and federal courthouses. Applying for a Real ID requires proof of identity, proof of residency, and a trip to the local DMV. States are no longer required to collect a Social Security document from a Real ID applicant. All U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and 5 U.S. territories are issuing Real IDs. Another new requirement in 2025 is the electronic travel authorization for U.S. and European travelers headed to the United Kingdom. The electronic travel authorization went into effect January 8th. The ETA registration will be required by inbound travelers so that UK authorities can screen visitors before arrival, which was modeled after the U.S.'s electronic system for travel authorization in an effort to reduce potential security risks and make border entry more efficient. The electronic travel authorization costs about $13. It is not a visa and does not replace any existing visa requirements. The ETA is valid for multiple entries into the UK through a 2-year period. The European Union's European Travel Information and Authorization System, otherwise known as ETIAS, will take effect in May 2025. The world's largest visa-free zone includes 27 European countries who all abolished their internal borders in what is known as the Schengen area. The European Travel Information and Authorization System application form will be available on the official ETIAS website as well as a mobile application and costs €7. Once approved for travel, the authorization entitles visitors to stay in European countries that require ETIAS for up to 90 days within any 180-day period, and travelers must be in possession of a valid ETIAS during their entire stay. ETIAS travel authorization is valid for 3 years, or until the travel document used in the application expires, whichever comes first. U.S. passport holders who previously traveled to Europe without a visa will now need to apply for authorization through the ETIAS platform before visiting. And in 2023, President Joe Biden and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg put new federal regulations into effect that require airlines to refund ticketed passengers after flight cancellations or other significant changes. Under the new Department of Transportation rules, travelers can easily receive automatic refunds if they opt not to take a rebooked flight. The new rules require that significant delays are clearly defined across all airlines, and travelers are eligible for refunds on bag fees if a bag is delayed for more than 12 hours, or 15 to 30 hours for international flights. The new rules also ensure refunds on ancillary paid services that don't work, such as in-flight Wi-Fi. Indonesia will provide free school lunches and milk to 83 million students, as well as to pregnant women. Per current estimates, about 20% of Indonesian children younger than 5 are shorter than normal, and 1 in 12 suffer from low weight, two conditions linked to malnourishment. The free nutritious meal program will devote $4.3 billion to purchasing healthy ingredients, including 7 million tons of rice, 500,000 tons of beef, and 4 million kiloliters of milk to facilitate meal distribution to Indonesian students at more than 400,000 schools. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.